Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Gerald Ryan has got a number of acceptors. He's got four going around tonight at Canterbury and a couple in tomorrow at Rosehill as well. Morning, Gerald.
Yeah, come on, Cuzzy.
Mate, have you got any lunatic owners like that? This bloke I was talking about before, you just got to get clear of him if his horse looks like winning because he's capable of grievous bodily harm. He gets so excited. Have you got any like that?
Oh, I'm probably worse than the owners. But,
do you go off, do you?
Yeah, I can do, yeah.
Fair dinkum. What do you do?
Jump up and down and scream.
Yeah? Yep. I mean, people underestimate the thrill if they've never experienced it. It is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, well, sometimes you just sit there and watch them. I don't do it all the time. You just sit there and watch them. But, you know, there's some horses you've got a soft spot for. You scream a lot for. Yeah. Red Excitement does. He does it to me all the time, you know.
I was just about to say, I reckon I know the odds on favourite. Red Excitement.
He does it, you know. Bert Vereira and his group, they're great to watch a race with. You just stand there, and watch them.
they go right off?
Yeah, they can go right off, especially when Bert's got all his friends there, yeah.
But isn't it fantastic to think that it's not just the money, it's the thrill of seeing the horse. I mean, there's no better sight than a horse trying its heart out for you.
Yeah, that's right. Whether it's a maiden in the bush, because, you know, you win a maiden in the bush, it might be that horse's Melbourne Cup. Where it's a group one, you tend to probably go off more in a group one, but I've been sitting at home watching it at home, but I can go off, yeah.
I've got to ask you, back in September 12 months ago in the Chelmsford Stakes, when Red Excitement nearly shot Bambi and beat Winx, how were you that day?
I was very quiet until the 200 metre mark, because I just thought, you know, here she comes, she'll run over the top of us. And I just thought Winx, from the 300 to the 200 metre mark, that they didn't take a lot of ground off us. Mm. And then I started to get a bit excited then, yeah. Last time I was told to shut up was when Harper's Choice looked like winning the Derby. And yeah, one of the blokes in the crowd behind me told me to sit down and shut up. I said, I won't tell you what I told him, but anyhow.
Nah, but he just had a little private prayer meeting with him, in other words, tell him to pull his head in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you pay your fare, you're entitled to have a cheer, aren't you?
That's right. Especially a horse like Red Excitement. A horse like Harper's Choice in that Derby. We'd set him for the Derby for a long time. Mm. And his form, well, on paper, may not have looked all that crash hot, but his form was, I went to the Derby that day. I know his big price, but I was really confident he'd run super, and he did. And that was probably more because, you know, he was aimed at that. His preparation was mapped out for 6 months prior, and it nearly come off, yeah.
Yeah, massive. And we mentioned Red Excitement, 9-year-old now, and still just absolutely going terrific. Josh Parr and Red Excitement are like a marriage, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going really good. I don't know whether Josh has won a lot of races on him. I think Brenton might have won more races on him, but he's probably had more rides on him too. But Josh, in the last couple of years, Josh has really got the best out of him and knows how to ride him. And he rides him on a long rein and lets him get his head down. And Josh gets on really well with him. He loves the horse, you know.
He's got that action, hasn't he? He sort of just bowls when he gets to the front, just gets into a rhythm.
He does, yeah, and that's why he's probably always raced well when he's been caught wide and travelled off the fence. You know, he always raced well because he's got that low head carriage and he's got a big stride and he gets into rhythm and just gets bowling. Now, talking about going off, they reckon the day he let up Winx, the jockeys were going off and about singing out for Red. I wasn't in there. In there, but they said there's quite a few jockeys going off that day because he's a popular horse, you know.
And you know what? And people love a leader, don't they? One that goes out in front and puts their heart on the line, and they're the target for everyone.
Yeah, they love a leader, or they love a horse that comes from way back in the field, like Winx does, you know. And it's quite exciting racing, and once again with both horses, whether they're leading or whether they come behind. From behind, tempo of races sort of dictates the result, you know. So it's tempo. It's got a lot to do with leaders and back markers. So always interesting each day you go out, you know, whether it's going to be the same as last week or different to last week to for the end result.
Now, Tango Rain you've got in, and I notice you've taken the crossover noseband off. This horse has been a bit frustrating. Gelded him a while ago. It showed so much, and it probably should have won more than three, you would think.
He should have. He's probably at the crossroads now. Taking the crossover noseband off him, put it on to get him to settle a little bit. But I don't know whether he's won a race with it on. And desperation, I was just thinking after he worked on Monday morning, I just thinking, well, I might take it off because he doesn't work in it. He used to work in it, but he doesn't anymore. So I decided to take it off, and it might be something just stopping him. He mightn't like it, but I know it's just clutching at straws, Cozzy. That's what it's called.
Yeah, I'm just looking. You whacked it on him on the 16th of April, and you might be right. Just have a look here. No, he has not won a race. He's run second and been close up a couple of times, but yeah, it really probably hasn't worked, has it?
Yeah, it hasn't worked on him, no. Exactly right. He does race in a tongue tie, but that's only because he gets his tongue over the bit. But
yeah.
No, he doesn't. I was just thinking on after watching him work the other morning, I thought, well, he worked really well without it. And I just thought, gee, you've never won a race with that thing on, so that's why I took it off him, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Ausbred, tonight, this horse is nicely bred, more than ready, and it's showing you a little bit. What are you expecting from this horse? It's beautifully bred.
Yeah, he's well-bred horse, after the Hong Kong champion. He probably needs more experience. He's very slow-learning horse. I thought he was right to go to the races at Newcastle the other week, but he drew wide, and he dwelled at the start, and he got a bit of interference, and never got a clear crack at him. It's very hard to take anything away from the race, except that he got my float and went to the races, had a race and come home. He does work well. He does work like a horse would win a race like this, but just whether it's one run too soon for him or not, you know, a bit mindful of that.
Now, I am special in the fourth, very quick. It's won over 900,000. The 1100, is that as far as it wants to go, or do you think it will get further?
Well, I'm not sure. I've only had it for the one start, and Adam Watt said that after Randwick, that was the best 1100 metre race ever. So she was. I anticipated her nearly leading the other day, but she dwelt at the start. I know she'd drawn barrier one, but she dwelt at the start and got back behind the pace, and I thought she ran quite well. So I think I'd like to see her ridden a bit similar to tonight, you know, just behind the leaders, yeah.
Mm.
But she found the line good and strong the other day. She went into the race first up without a trial under her belt because she got belted out of the trial. So when I was going to trial her, so I didn't trial her. I gave her two jump outs, and she raced very well.
Now, you've got good enough. The 1900 metre race tonight went up to 2100 the other day at Hawkesbury. You've come back to the 1900. It's 1 to 1800. It's probably 1900 as far as it wants or not.
Well, on pedigree, you'd say to run 2 miles. Perhaps I put blinkers on him a couple of starts ago because I reckon he got in the habit of falling out of the gates and not wanting to compete early. And I put the blinkers on him and revved him up out of the gates at Wyong. And it perhaps got him over racing a little bit. And he went to that race at Hawkesbury last week. He led up, but didn't relax properly. And so I just thought I'd take the blinkers off him and just try and ride him with cover tonight. Let him settle midfield and see if he can run out. Mm-hmm. No, you could have a question mark on him running out the journey. He wasn't going to run out the journey while he was racing the way he was last week. So we'll just try a couple of things new tonight. Blinkers off, blinkers on, and just ride him just behind on the speed and see if he can be strong at the end. But it was very disappointing last week, and you know, he's got to bounce back off it. And it's hard to do a turnaround in 8 days, but he's done well and he looks well. So if he doesn't perform tonight, he'll be have an appointment with the vets on Monday.
Mm-hmm, the back teeth out. Now, Arancini in the seventh. This horse, it's only won the three, but I tell you what, in a lot of its runs, it's finished within two or three lengths of the winner. So it's terrific
honest form. Horse. Big, yeah. Honest horse. Good trying horse. Amazing, he's only won three races, but they've all been at Warwick Farm. He has been placed at... He ran third one day at Canterbury, had his only start there. He's never very far away. He puts himself up in the speed, makes his own luck. Horse is very fit. After that run at Doomben, I spelled him in Queensland and done a bit of work with him up there before he come back. The horse is very fit. And off the gate, he ought to get a good run, and he'll run honest. He'll run quite well. Yeah.
What's the pick of yours tonight and tomorrow, Gerald?
Great excitement, because he's reliable. But I think if I'm special, she's improved, and if she can race, get the right brakes tonight, she'll be very hard to beat. Yeah.
You know what we've got to do one day? We've got to put a heart rate monitor on you and get a Sky Thoroughbred camera on you in Red Excitement's racing one day just to see the fun.
Okay. Hey? No worries.
You look like the Duracell bunny, I reckon. You will move that quick.
Yeah, all bit of fun.
All right. Yeah, too okay. Right. Good on you, Gerald. Good luck, mate. Good to catch up.
Thanks, Sean.
Gerald Ryan joining me there.